Okay, the kids are already asking what's for dinner. But breaking news, empty fridge. That's okay. I'll Instacart. Let's add some organic asparagus and some farm fresh chicken. Easy. Wait, is the oldest vegetarian this week, or was it gluten-free? Gluten-free pasta. Covered either way. Cart it. And finally, some vegetarian gluten-free olives for my well-earned cocktail. When your family's shopping list has more footnotes than groceries, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Officially 1 hour until your favorite show premieres. Time to get some snacks delivered through Instacart. Okay, let's get some popcorn, seltzer, chocolate-covered almonds, and... Wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
We found Curtis Granderson.
Yeah.
Curtis,
we were trying to save you.
We were trying to save you. That guy's the worst.
Oh, no. We were talking some good stuff there.
Were you? No, you weren't. You're being too nice.
No, it was good stuff. He's trying to do some stuff for autistic kids and get him on the booth as well.
Yeah. He does do great work there, but he gets you in the web and you can't get out.
We're just going to talk. It's been an early start, so let's just keep it going.
All right. See, because you look like you needed some help there.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
We know Zach. See, Edwin knows. Edwin knows what's going on. Hey, Edwin, come on in here. Edwin.
Oh, see, now you're going to get brought in.
Gee, you want me to?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, now you got
Edwin, come over here. Edwin Jackson's here. Curtis Granderson. They were getting bombarded by people in the newsroom, so we had to say, hey, Edwin, what's going on? We had to save them, especially Curtis, because super Zach Martin got a hold of him. Edwin, you were talking to that guy Pete out there?
Yeah.
Guy really annoying, right?
Nah, he knows a lot.
He knows a lot of what?
Yeah, sure. He doesn't know anybody in the UFC out there.
But remember, it's Valentine's Day. We got to share the love today.
Come on, guys.
We can cut the crap here, all right?
Cut the crap. You guys came here. You're professional athletes. You want no part of this chit-chat small talk. And then these guys descend upon you, and it's not fair.
Nah, it's all good. We're used to it, man.
We're used to it.
I got the mayor over there. That's Curtis.
Well, Curtis is too nice. That's the problem. You're always smiling. I've never seen you not smile.
Right? Why not? You know?
I'll go ahead and smile.
You know,
Curtis is like the Youssef of baseball players. So we have a guy here, Youssef, who's the happiest man in the world doing his job. He acts the head of janitorial supplies around here and everything. Yeah. And he's always smiling, Curtis. Always smiling. And that's basically the way we see you.
That's it. Why not? You know? And everyone's like, well, how can you get mad and break your bat and do all this stuff when you struck out? I go, first of all, I don't have hips and thighs to be doing what Bo Jackson did. Mm. And second, if I break my bat, then what am I going to do the next time I go up there? You know, this is my bat.
Great attitude.
So you never did a snap?
Nah,
never.
I'm trying to think.
That's
well, I know everybody wanted to see if I got tossed out of a game, and I almost happened once.
There's no way.
It wasn't even an argument. It was like an intellectual conversation. Mm. It was in Detroit. Ball was hit down the line. Miguel Cabrera catches the ball. He's standing on the foul line, and he catches it in foul territory. So I stopped running, and he tagged me out. Umpire called me out. I said, how is that a fair ball if he's standing on the foul line, but he caught it in foul territory? He said, no, it was in fair territory. So we're just talking, and the inning changes. And we're still talking. I haven't gone back to the dugout yet. And I was like, he's about to get tossed out. I'm trying to use the... And so I go, there's this feet mark right there. He's standing right there. He's standing on the foul line. So it has to be a foul ball. And that was it. That's as close as you ever got to throw.
You could have actually, you know, annoyed him.
That's it. That would have been annoying.
With your discussion.
That's it.
That was the point.
You should have tried to get thrown out, Curry.
He did say this. He goes, hey, let's go look at the footage. And then tomorrow, because he was behind the plate. Yeah. Then we'll talk about it. So I go to lead off the game the next day. He goes, did you see it? I said, yeah, it was a foul ball. And then we started the game, and then everything was fine.
You're too nice, Kerr. You might be too nice.
Yeah, of course. The word, don't say this is all live radio, but the word that would get you tossed, Edwin, every single time if you said it to an umpire, does it start with a C?
For me, as a pitcher, it could be anything. And for me, it started with an S because I'm like, that was a strike.
That's great. Over under the 10 times that you got into big arguments with umpires?
Under, because I didn't waste my time.
Really?
I've been suspended a few times, but it's always been fighting for other people. I don't think I've ever been suspended for myself. It's always been for somebody else's mess.
What did I ever tell you, like, you know, if the balls start getting a little bit tight on your players, like, that you got to go out there and, you know, kind of send a message back? Does somebody say that to you, or is it just something that is implied and you understand it?
I did have a manager. He's like, I ain't going to tell y'all to hit somebody, but if our players keep getting hit, Somebody getting cussed out. No, but I mean, I feel like as a pitcher, I want my players to know I got their back. You know, these dudes, they producing me a lot of runs, and we need them on the field. So even if it's an accident, you got to send a message back sometimes. And other teams know when it's coming.
It's kind of implied. This is unwritten rules, right, Curtis?
Yeah, I don't know where that book is. We got to find this unwritten rule book. I've never been a fan of throwing at people because people don't know how to do it. You know, someone's just going to say, all right, it's my turn. I'm going to throw as hard as I can. And all it takes is one to hit somebody in the head, and that player can't play anymore. And we got to understand why we're hitting. Are we hitting them because the person just hit a home run off of you? Well, like CeCe says, make a better pitch. Don't give up the home run, you know, and that won't happen. Or let me get a chance to retaliate that way, because I didn't see too many things happen, especially when I was playing. And you were there, too, when we had Kyle Farnsworth. You know, Kyle Farnsworth was the strongest man in the game. You wanted him on your team for a fight. You did not want to be going against Kyle Farnsworth.
Have you seen that guy lately?
His legs are bigger than my body.
Have you seen him?
No. Nah.
He's like a bodybuilder.
I know he wanted
now.
To play football, so he had to get big.
Hey, he's got veins in his legs that I've never seen before.
Yeah, something happened with him. I'm like, he's doing something.
Kyle.
There's no question about it.
He's getting big.
Really
big. Oh, yeah, here he is. Here. Edwin, take a look at this.
There it is.
Look, come over here. Look at this. You're not going to believe this.
He looks like one of those multivitamin commercials.
I did see that picture.
Yeah, that's
it. He UFC ready.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Yeah. See?
Definitely kill you. All right, so I don't want to take you. You're on with Tiki and Tierney. You're actually their guest, and we stole you.
We've been all over.
We started off with Jonesy. So we started off at the block, and we just kind of been, you know, zigzagging our way down.
Okay.
How many floors in this building? We're going to try to hit all of them.
I don't know. There's one upstairs. You go with what's up there? The news station,
CBS FM,
102.7. There's a bunch of radio stations.
Just making our ways down,
right? And maybe on your way up, they might flip one of the stations into another format,
right?
So you never know. Players Alliance. I see that you're wearing. So that's what you're here on behalf of.
Yeah, it's the Players Alliance. Edwin Jackson, one of our founding members. CeCe Sabathia, myself, represent the board here. And this is a big year for us. It's 2023. This is where our big partnership with Major League Baseball kicks into to full gear. But prior to this, when we started it in 2020, all the funding and all the programming has been done by the players. In 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, when everything was shut down, food insecurity was at its highest, COVID supplies were in rarity, and kids were still trying to find things to do, we partnered with Pull Up Neighbor to get out in the communities. Here in New York was our first stop. Going out, handing out food supplies, handing out COVID supplies, handing out baseball equipment. A bunch of players coming out, black, white, brown, all to help the mission in the communities where we live, call home, play in. And now here we are in 2023 with a lot of big things still to come. And I'll let Edwin kind of chime in on what we got in store for this upcoming year.
We got a lot. Some we can't talk about, some still in curation. But I will say we got some programs that's going to be dope, and it's going to really help the community. It's going to put some kids in different positions to really be seen, and I think it's going to be life-changing for a lot of people. It's going to be things that I wish I had coming up, you know, as a young ball player, especially a young black ball player. But like I say, it's some I can't really speak on, but just stay tuned. We might have to come back and give you another visit.
How many actual black players are in Major League Baseball now?
Currently, right now, we represent 7% of Major League active
roster. That's amazing.
So it's gone down.
Right?
It's gone down. At its peak, it was at 25%, you know, in about the 70s and the 80s, you know, when we all were watching the game, our families were watching the games. Now you see where it is right now. And it's everywhere. It's not only at the Major League level, it's at the minor league level, it's at the college level. It's in the front office, it's in ownership, and it's not because of interest. A lot of it is because accessibility and pricing. You know, you literally get priced out of the game, and Edwin's a great example of what the Players Alliance can hopefully help achieve. A lot of players stop playing at the age of 13. That's when travel ball kicks in. That's when the $1,500 a week tournaments that you have to go to become the reality. But Edwin signs a professional contract at 17. So if we can keep you in the game because you want to play and because you enjoy playing, your life could literally be changed in a matter of 4 years.
I think, yeah, how old are you?
42.
42. So I'm 20 years older than you. Mm-hmm. So the point being is, like, I remember growing up, there was Little League, and then there was grade school baseball, and then there was high school baseball, and then if you wanted to go, you went to college. There wasn't a lot of that summer baseball stuff now, but you find that you have to be in those summer leagues.
And if you did have it, it was free, or it was very affordable. Remember selling the candy bars?
Yeah, sure, of course.
You had to sell the candy bars to get your shirt and get your hat, and after that, you were on the team. And if you couldn't do it, somebody would find a way to pick you up.
And there's nothing like that now. I mean, unfortunately, there is stuff like that, but it just costs more.
It gets younger and younger. It's amazing. I think there's 8-year-old travel ball teams right now, and they play anywhere from 80 to 100 games, and it's not in your own backyard. You know, you're going to New York, you're going to Atlanta, you're going to Iowa, you're going all over the country to play. So I got to get there. That's a cost. I got to stay somewhere. That's a cost. I got to eat. That's a cost. And we still have to pay to be in this tournament. So all that has been a big challenge. And our biggest thing is if you want to play, you should be able to play until you get to the point where you're not good enough to play. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily what's happening.
Where are you living now?
Chicago's home.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, what about you?
I'm in AZ.
Oh, we AZ. Were just out there.
I just flew in this morning. Oh, just flew in this morning.
Where do you live at? You live in PV?
I'm in Scottsdale. Yeah.
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, PV. Yeah, Scottsdale. Yeah. Well, they don't call it. They don't call it PV, but I mean, they don't call it Scottsdale, but yeah, it's PV.
So it is a Paradise Valley. So.
Yeah, Paradise Valley. Yeah.
That place is sweet out there.
It is.
You play golf out there?
I hit a lot of houses.
Man, this guy, he's got it all figured out.
He does. He's living in the right place, yes.
Got it all figured out. Here's CeCe. Now, CeCe's like, why aren't you talking to me? I'm CeCe.
You know what?
No cursing. This guy always does cursing.
CeCe, good to see you, man. I'm doing great, man. So you're part of the Players Alliance as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so these guys are just telling us about the background of that and everything else like that. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
How much weight did you lose?
I'm down 75 now.
That is amazing. Good for you, man. You feel like you would have pitched better had you lost the weight when you were playing?
We tried that. It didn't work out.
Got a good perspective about things. That's good.
Yeah, we were always worried about CeCe because we listened to that podcast. Every other word's an F-bomb. We're on live radio. So he walks in. I'm like, no. Get the dump bug ready. But you do a great job with that podcast. You want to work here, by the way? Can we pay you enough to work here?
I don't want a job. Podcast is like a hobby. I don't think I want a full-time job.
See, that's the problem. It is a full-time job. And this is the generation that was really making all the money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My generation, the generation before you, we didn't make that much money.
CeCe doesn't need to come, right?
Exactly.
You know?
Jesus.
All right, so Players Alliance, great to learn about this and see you guys out of nowhere. We thought we were... Did anybody bug you in the newsroom? Because these guys were getting accosted by all these people in the newsroom.
Nah, it was all right. Nobody knew who I was.
What? Yeah, okay.
Well, it was a struggle to get in. We didn't know where we were going. We ended up at one room, and there was no one at the reception desk, and then we got... guided upstairs, and we finally ended up where we needed to be.
You'd be like, come on, you guys, I'm Yankees, like, I've been on the Mets, like, what the hell?
But everyone expects us to be wearing a jersey at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And there was nobody down there, so did you have a contact person here at the radio station or no?
We said we're going to see Jonesy.
That's what we said. Upstairs. Oh, that was it.
Yeah, right. Everybody that helped us, we end up crossing paths with him again, though, so it all worked out.
All right, okay. It all worked out. So it wasn't our responsibility.
No,
make sure it wasn't our responsibility.
That's great.
It all worked out.
Edwin Jackson, Curtis Granderson, CeCe Sabathia. Check out the Players Alliance. Edwin said there's some real special things on the way, so we're hoping to see that.
Check us out, playersalliance.org on the email, at playersalliance on IG. Check us out.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, the kids are already asking what's for dinner. But breaking news, empty fridge. That's okay. I'll Instacart. Let's add some organic asparagus and some farm fresh chicken. Easy. Wait, is the oldest vegetarian this week, or was it gluten-free? Gluten-free pasta. Covered either way. Cart it. And finally, some vegetarian gluten-free olives for my well-earned cocktail. When your family's shopping list has more footnotes than groceries, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Officially 1 hour until your favorite show premieres. Time to get some snacks delivered through Instacart. Okay, let's get some popcorn, seltzer, chocolate-covered almonds, and... wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Officially 1 hour until your favorite show premieres. Time to get some snacks delivered through Instacart. Okay, let's get some popcorn, seltzer, chocolate-covered almonds, and... wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.